ananipenda leo kuliko. It's a beautiful music all around. Salty Soul and the Red Fourth Chorus on Fresh FM. Thank you so much for choosing us. This is Namibia's Heart and Soul. As we told you that's a while ago, we won't be talking all things blood transfusion services of Namibia every now and then. It will be the case right throughout. And today we have the man himself, that's Titus Shivute, the supervisor for marketing and donor relations online right now. Abudi Titus.
Yes, yes, NSK. How are things going?
Ah, things are beautiful here in Windhoek. Rather I'm old also weather. Fine. Oh, I don't know. Maybe he was going to come to you, Moshikwan. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, Shikwan just couldn't wait to talk to you, Titus. Oh, what? My God.
clearly. I'm picking that up just now.
How are you doing today, Titus?
No, I'm doing well. Just adjusting to the weather up north. It's a little more warmer than what I'd anticipated, considering how cold Windhoek has been recently
with all the
rain and everything. But yeah, all is well. All is well.
You are in Oshakati, exactly, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right. And you are there with the Blood Transfusion Services of Namibia?
Yes, I am. So we are conducting various blood drives in Oshakati. We now have a permanent team here that is actually doing blood drives at various locations and basically extending and availing the services of blood donation at various locations. So we have a center that has opened up at Washamba Mall in Ondangwa. We also revamped our center at the Oshakati State Hospital grounds and introduced various blood donation drives within the localities also to basically assist all of those that will that would like to donate blood in the area.
Today
we will be hosting a blood drive in Enana. So all our listeners that are all the way through in Enana, you can make a turn. We'll be at the state hospital between 10 o'clock all the way past 3 o'clock. And we are, once again, also giving out free transport for those who would like to donate blood.
Oh, all right. So last week, Titus, I did notice on your Instagram that is NAMBT Services. Okay, so maybe just check it out for anyone who's listening right now. But regardless, I did see that you had an award service or ceremony that actually happened. Hey, what exactly was going on there and why was it important for you to give back or recognize the people who actually donate blood on a regular?
Yes, the recognition awards were really just to award various individuals who've assisted the blood transfusion in ensuring that we are able to basically have sufficient units of blood and blood products available for patients. So we had an award ceremony last week, Thursday, and this was also to recognize other institutions such as corporate, such as industrial institutions, such as media and various influencers who have also really assisted the blood transfusion over the last year in helping meet the various targets and the demand for blood and blood products for patients. So each and everyone was basically awarded with a certificate and various gifts, and then they were categorized under those various platforms which I just mentioned. There were basically awards for gold, silver, or bronze, depending on the contributions made by those certain institutions.
Institutions, all right. So quickly, just inform us on the current stocks and what is it that you guys are looking for right now in the north? Even when you're going to be at Enana today, is there like a specific blood type that you're looking for more than the others?
Yes. Okay. The current situation is we are experiencing a moderate blood supply. We basically have sufficient stock for over the next 12 days if no potential further collections are made. But we are anticipating a drop in our blood reserves. This is primarily due to the public holidays that are upcoming on Monday. We observe a public holiday as well as next week, Thursday. And each and every weekday, the blood transfusion service basically needs to collect close to 200 units of blood. That means close to 200 people donating in Namibia each and every weekday to ensure that we are able to meet the demand for blood and blood products for hospitals around the country. So the fact that we already have 2 days next week where no blood collections are going to be done, that means we are already sitting with a deficit of about 400 units.
400,
And we... Yeah, and we basically need to collect that during the course of this week, leading up to next week, to ensure that all of these patients are able to receive blood. And on top of that, considering that this upcoming weekend is a long weekend, and generally we experience a lot of trauma incidents and emergency situations where a lot of patients actually need blood during long weekends, and especially with the situations that happen on our roads. We are also just looking, anticipating all of that, and we are therefore urging each and everyone who's eligible to donate to do so over the next 2 days or 3 days to help ensure that lives are saved.
Mm. All right, cool. Mr. Titus, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate you. You should be back in the capital next week, or are we looking at extending that stay, that side?
No, I will be back in the capital next week, and I'll be joining you guys in studio and maybe bringing along some of these favorite cookies that some of our donors enjoy so much.
Yes. You know what?
NSK also gets a dose.
I was actually going to say that, listen, while you're there, you must have enough time, right? So just go to the open market, Ne, and please get me Mupani worms. Asa, please. Listen, I'll be forever indebted to you.
Titus.
I'll definitely make a plan.
All Thank right. you so much, Titus. We appreciate you. We will talk to you next time. That's still on the subject matter. And good luck, really, with the good work that you guys are doing up there.
Yeah, and travel safely to Enana, hey?
No
and
problem.
And take the back road, ne, from Oshakati.
I'll try and experience that.
No, because it's like, let me tell you, that road is more quiet and more safer, honestly. And honestly, it's just more fancier. So, sharp.
Thanks a lot for that. And I'm looking forward to next week in studio with you guys.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, cheers. Value is everywhere.